So this is not for the squeamish at heart.
I guess not.
So if we're going to begin setting up a little home where the worms can do the composting for us, what tools, when we go shopping, first off, do we need to get?
Well, the first thing we need to do is get them a home. And I just got this little rubber tub, plastic tub.
Three gallons.
Yeah, it's the minimum. 10 gallons probably would have been better. Now, John, my father had a worm farm when I was a kid, and my son has had a worm farm in his condo, but I have never had a worm farm, so.
So this is something new for you.
So the first thing we need to do is make some holes so that the worms can have oxygen. See, here's one side that I have punched three holes in.
So you could use an electric drill for this, or you're using a leather working tool.
This is a leather punch, and I'm just punched a hole here.
So I take this as a key rule in composting. You need some oxygen, some air getting in there, not completely covered like some people might think.
Yes, composting and vermicomposting is definitely aerobic. It needs oxygen. Okay, so next I have this aluminum tin, and it's square, and I'm turning it upside down and pushing it inside of the worm bin. And what happens when the worms eat all the vegetable peelings and whatnot that we're going to give them, in addition to the worm castings, the solid brown rich compost that they make, there's also like a worm tea, they call it.
And worm tea.
So this is, it's a liquid, it's a brown liquid, and it just, I put this upside down pie tin in here to keep the shredded paper up out of the water.
Because
this is another one of those things, they like it moist, but they don't like it too moist.
My feeling is that worm tea is a very polite term for something.
Well, worm tea is a polite term for the liquid that accumulates during this decomposition process.
Oh.
And I don't know if it's digestive juices or what, but anyway.
You don't want to drink it.
No, but you do want your plants to drink it. And it is so rich and so potent that people recommend diluting it 20 parts water to one part of this worm juice, and then watering your house plants. So, what we have here is a bucket full of shredded paper from the paper shredder, soaking in water.
So here's another item that a lot of people, you know, they'll shred their bills, their other documents, and then put it out for recycling or whatever. This is another something that you'll want to hang on to.
Exactly. So I'm wringing it out, and this is our, quote, soil that our worms are going to live in. Okay, so then you get your worms.
So now, is there a particular type of worm you're looking for?
Yes. Red wigglers are what is recommended for one of these bins that is helping you to compost your vegetable scraps. I'm going to just flip this upside down into my hand, and we should see these worms.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, look how healthy they are.
Yeah. Gross.
Now let's talk about what we're going to put in there for the worms.
This tray
I have
almost
a smorgasbord.
Looks, it almost looks like somebody cleaned up plates from Thanksgiving dinner.
I have a smorgasbord for the worms here. Now, not entirely from Thanksgiving dinner, because you never put in dairy and you never put in meat scraps and you never put in grease. What they particularly like are melon rinds.
Now, this looks like something I would not really would not have expected, since you said no dairy.
Now, I said no animal. You're absolutely right. But I have been reading, and they say that worms will not make egg cases if they don't have calcium, and the way to add calcium is some crushed up eggshell, and I'm putting that in. Okay, and so then they say to take the bedding and cover, and I notice that we have put every bit of this into one corner and one corner only of the worm farm.
Now, what is the reason for putting it in just one corner?
The idea is to put it in one corner one week, and the next week the next corner, and move them through the material.
Sort of rotate through there.
Exactly.
Okay. So once we've harvested this now brown, flaky residue that was paper and peels and such, what are the benefits of having this substance?
Well, compost and worm compost is the very best sort of thing that you can return to your soil. You want to always build the soil so that the flowers and vegetables that you plant and the trees and ornamentals, even the lawn, will obtain nutrients from the soil, and this is the best way to do that.
Jerry Laufer, thank you so very much for having us back in your garden, and we look forward to spending some more time with you, probably when things are good and cold.
Okay, see you soon.